noticed that a few guys used headers. Mm-hmm. Well, they'd stack that wheat, don't you see?
And now the header just takes the head off.
Yeah, it puts it out loose, see. It comes out into a barge, and they take it up and pitch it off, you know, just like you would hay.
Now, you mentioned shocks of wheat. What are these, big piles? Or?
No, that's, you know, your binder puts it out in the bundle about so big, you know. Well, we always shock three bundle rows into a shock. In other words, you had a bundle carrier, and when you had about four bundles or five, you dump it, see. Well, then next time around, you dump the other one right beside it. Same on right on down through the field. Well, then the shocker would go around the field every time a binder went. Three times, he'd go once. Shocking it up, see. That'd make about 12, 15 bundles in the shock.
Mm-hmm. What was good yield for wheat then?
Oh, 20 bushels is exceptionally good. Mm-hmm. Most of the wheat run around 10, 15 bushels.
What did you do with your oats?
Fed most of them.
And so how'd you gather those from the field?
Same way. Once in a while, a man would go to work and mow oats. If he wasn't too good, they'd mow them when they were a little green and stack them up and then feed them and feed them like you would hay. Of course, you had to sail 2 ways. You had to sail for feed on oats to horses, because that's one of the best horse feed you can get. And then you had to sail for seed oats. People wanted to buy oats to seed.
Feed on theirs and the horses and you were more. Yeah.
Well, maybe they want a different variety, different kind.
Did you cut hay from your meadow?
Oh, yes.
How many times?
Well, prairie hay in this country, you can cut it twice, but usually you can only depend on once. Now, you can cut your hay in the fall, and then if you happen to have a wet fall after that, you might get it, oh, come up like this where you can get it done. Another cutting, but your prairie hay really once is about all you cut it. Of course, your alfalfa, you know, is cut that 3 to 4 times a year.
Did you have any special name for that other cutting?
No. It was only one thing about it. Your second cutting of hay was always a finer hay.
Oh. You see, it wouldn't be. You'd have all the weeds out.
Yes, and then it never got as big as its course. Hadn't had time to get up that far.
What kind of bread did you have?
Oh, we had black bread and white, but my mother always made bread. Of course, we ate a lot of biscuits, too.
Well, they did in the morning, aren't they?
Yeah, she could make them, too.
Did you raise bees for honey?
No, we never did have any bees.
When did you call bread when you started buying it from the store? Any special name?
Oh, I don't know. I guess that's about the first time you ever called it. You see, you call it light bread on the farm. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, something's good. You take it, and mother would bake them in the oven, you know. Mm-hmm. Pan, they'd braise out and run over, don't you see?
Oh, yeah.
Just cut that crust off and put some hot butter on it.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's hot, you see.
Just like the heel of the loaf.
It's better, that's it.
I do enjoy it when my wife makes bread.
You see, they kept a starter all the time.
Uh-huh. This was a homemade yeast?
Yeah. They always keep a starter, see, because they had to have it to start this bread. Mm-hmm. Well, the lady ran out of the starter, she'd have to go to one of the neighbors and get a starter, see. Started, so